Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to ask you to turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, God, for focus today. God, I bind up every distraction, every hindrance. God, I ask for focus today. Peace. Handala Bahai, we baby go forth to your word, God. Lord, I realize God is the devil, Lord. He comes to distract, hinder, and I rebuke you, Satan. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. I command you to loose this place in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I take my authority. Sometimes we be praying about stuff. God said, did not give you authority. Take it. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You know, the devil, he don't want you to, he don't mind you coming to church, but he, after you get to church, he'll try to distract you where you'll get nothing from God. You got to be able to see that. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Heart of Oshia. You got to bind him. In other words, you got to take some cords in the spirit and tie him up.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, children. You going to tamper down for me? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know it's kind of hard for children to be still. Amen. But we have to keep them somewhere. Amen. In order best we can. Glory to God. I'm going to ask everybody to stand to your feet and read these scriptures. Want to stay, keep God's house in the reference. Amen. Much as possible. Because that's what God, his spirit is here. God, when his spirit is here, we want to reference him. Amen. Don't want to disrespect or disarm the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Ha tobo ho shake it up higher. Amen. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And I'm gonna go on and read this scripture. I got a few others. It said, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. And we're gonna turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. We'll read that. Amen. We have that. It's a little reading we're doing here and there, but we'll let you sit down in just a few minutes. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not, that he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition or sin, but of them that believe to saving, the saving of the soul. And our last scripture is found in James chapter 1. I'm going to read down from verse chapter 1 and verse 1, read 2 to 8. When you have that, would you say amen? James chapter 1, verse 2 through 8. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, one in nothing. Verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You receive in the presence of the Lord. We look for the Lord to help us to bring out whatever he wants us to say. Amen. The title of this message today is God Shall Supply All of Our Needs. Amen.
Amen.
God shall supply Amen. God said, shall, that means it's a guaranteed thing. Amen. Hallelujah. I say this is a guaranteed thing. When somebody say, I shall be there, I will do that, I shall. Amen. Amen. And God and said, God shall. There's no doubt about it. Whatever that you stand in need of, whatever you, that you're waiting on God to do, whatever you wanted him to do, whatever you've been waiting on him to do. Amen. If you have full confidence and trusting in God, God said, I shall supply all of your need. He didn't say, I'm going to supply some of your need. He said, all of your need. Amen. He didn't say, I have to do this, but I won't do that. God said, if it's in my will, I'm going to do it all. Amen. And the Bible tells us, amen, to first seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said, I will add these other things unto you. First, you got to seek the kingdom of God before you get all these other things. Amen. The kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but is in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You seek the kingdom of God. See what God wants you to do in the kingdom first. How he wants you to conduct yourself. How he wants you to act. You seek God's way first. And God began to add these other things unto you. Amen. Because a lot of times when you try to get the other things before the kingdom, you don't get the kingdom. Amen. You get all these things and it's hard to get the presence of God in your life because that's supposed to come first. Amen. Amen. Because if the presence of God come in your life the way it's supposed to come, there's some of them things that you're not supposed to handle and mess with anyway, that you're not even supposed to, not even ordained for you to have. Right. Somebody give God a praise. So you have to seek the kingdom first. And the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You got to get the kingdom first so you can know how to handle the other things. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. God is never late. Somebody say he might be a little slow for you, but he's not late. Some of the things you've been praying about and some of the things I've been praying about, you, amen, if you've seen the whole picture, you'd be glad that God, that it didn't happen right away, because you might not have been ready for some stuff. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Amen. But God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory. Amen. Glory to God. God said all your need. And a need is something, amen, that is required. A need is something that you have to have. Amen. A need is something that you have to have. And a need is something essential. A need is something you cannot do without. Just like people say, I don't like water, and amen, they may say, I don't like water, but every once in a while, they're going to drink some water or something. You're not going to be here if you won't drink no water at all. Amen. Amen. There's something that you need, amen, I need. There's some things, amen, you can only go so far with, and you got to have that taken care of. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. There's some, you know, sometimes situations come in your life. There's some things, amen. If God don't do them, amen, you know you're not going to be here and the next person not going to be here. It's God have to do it, take care of it, change things, amen. So needs are essential. Amen. And there's another scripture. God said, I will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in me. And I, in other words, I'm in you. He said, delight yourself in me and I shall give you the desires of your heart. Your desires are really going to be conforming to the desires God wants you to have. Because you might want a bum out there and God may want to give you a preacher. And you might want something here and God won't give you something better. Don't you know God always want to give you something better than what you pick? Amen. Somebody give God the praise. And if you wait on it, you'll get it. If you don't wait on him, you will not get it. You'll get shortchanged. Amen. Somebody better praise God in here. Jesus. But my God shall supply all of your need. I'm so glad that he said all. Somebody say it all. Somebody say, Lord, can you take care of this over here? And don't you afraid to ask God to take care of that. Ask him to take care of all of it. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Honda Kosia Bahia. But supply all your needs. Supply. Amen. When the word supply means to furnish. God is going to furnish. In other words, whatever is lacking in your life, whatever's lacking even in your spiritual life, whatever's lacking in your natural life, whatever that you don't have is a big emptiness there. God said, I'm going to supply, I'm going to furnish, I'm going to put it there. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Come on, give God a praise in here. I'm going to supply all of your needs. Honda Bahosaya. See, with God, because his ways is not your ways, and he don't think like you think, he don't act like we act, his ways are not like ours. You can be without 1 minute and next minute be have it. See, God is supernatural. Amen. You can be without, you see, God ain't sitting up in heaven doing like this. Well, you know, I'm trying to figure out, you know, how I'm going to, you know, do that for them. Oh, it's going to take me 20 years. To us, it seems like it's taking God 20 years. But God got the answer all the time. He just got to have the right, do it at the right time for you. Amen. Because you may not be ready for it. If you ain't cultivated in your soul the way you need to be cultivated, when he give you something, amen, you might lose out with God. So be caught up into it.
Amen.
Amen. God give you glory to God. A real good job. Give you a nice home and car. Give you a husband or a wife. Amen. Some people walk off from God. They don't need God no more to feel like. You might say, I won't do that. You don't know what you would do. You better let God show you you. Amen. Some people, when they get locked up in everything, they get locked up and, oh, I'm going to pray when I get out. Oh, I'm going to be the best person when I get out. Oh, I found Jesus in the jail. I found him in the prison. Oh, I'm getting ready to go preach the gospel. I did this. As soon as they say you coming out, honey, they done forgot. They going back to their crap. They going back to doing the things they do. So God know more about you than you know about you. And if God is not happening now, it's a reason why it's not happening now. It's not that God cannot do it. God can do anything but fail. But it's something most of the time on your part. Because some of us act ugly and we don't stay in prison with some stuff.
Okay.
You don't stay in the Jonah's well. You don't stay in the belly of the whale. You're going to act ignorant with some stuff. Forget about, amen, keeping yourself together. Tell people off. Do whatever you want to do. There's some things that's holding you together, honey. Even those things that are not so favorable yet, that may be the very thing that's keeping you saved in the picture.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Do you know God can't trust a lot of people? He can't trust a lot of people. It's almost like you in the natural. On their job, they got certain people that ask to have do different things. They can't, whatever this person do, amen, this person may not be, everybody's cut out for a different job. You can't rely on some people. Because when things are going good, they fine. But when things are not going good, they'll go bipolar on you. Somebody give God a praise. And God knows that too. And some people, God can give them a whole lot. He can give them a whole lot of money. He can put a lot of money in their account. He can do a lot of stuff and they still walk with God. You do it. Some people, they done got beside themselves.
Yeah,
come on, give God a praise.
Amen.
When God calls you to do his will, he already know if you can, amen, going to do it the right way. That's why he select people for this and select people for that.
Amen.
And usually God select people that got humble spirits. Because if you got an arrogant spirit, God cannot do nothing with you with arrogancy.
Amen.
Glory to God. Somebody give God. And don't you know God tries you before he put you in high positions. He don't try you for one day. You've been tried all through your life.
Amen.
Somebody said, you can't make yourself humble all at once, honey. If humbleness ain't in you, it's just not in you. But God got things to humble you.
Right.
And people learn to walk in humility. And then when God bless them with something, they don't get beside themselves.
Amen.
That's why we can't despise the day of small beginnings. You know, if I was a real arrogant person, I would say, oh, God, you had me start church in my house. Oh, my God, I can't do that. Oh, God, you sent me over here, amen, with a few chairs and stuff. Oh, I can't do that. I ain't telling God I can't do that because I know I don't know what the future holds. You got to be able to handle small stuff before you get to big stuff.
Amen.
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 Somebody give God a praise. You got to know how to treat people in a small church before you get a big church. If you're telling people off, snapping, put people up and down and everything, you won't be able to help them in a big church. You don't lose that church. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
We flip out in a minute. I tell the Lord, I said, that's why I stay to myself a lot. People flip, I flip too much flipping.
Yes,
they flip out, and if you ain't praying enough, you're going to flip back with them.
Yes,
y'all both going to be flipping on your way to hell. Stay right. You're like talking about the world. Oh, they going to hell. You're going to hell in the church, too, if you flipping. Somebody say, what's flipping? Amen. It's somebody, you're going off in your mind. You done snap that quick. Can't take nothing. Snap, crackle, pop.
Amen.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Stop.
That's what we do.
Amen.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Amen.
Honey, you got people to tell you off so good in church just like the people in the world, honey.
Amen.
I'm talking about the church. The Bible says the righteous scales make it worse than the sinners ungodly going to dwell. I'm more scared of folks in church than I am in the world, because you know what they packing guns and everything out there. You know what they gonna do, but you coming in church, God, you don't know what's might happen. You be like, what? Seen this lady on YouTube a long time ago. Amen. She took her purse and hit the pastor. Oh yeah. I remember I was on my son's house a long time ago. He was showing some stuff on YouTube. And that's a man too. But that man said, I guess he said, if you're warm enough to hit me, I'm man enough to hit you back. And he smacked her right back. See, this kind of world that we living in. A bunch of nonsense. Somebody give God a praise. Look at all the things they did to Jesus Christ. He didn't sit there and get back with them like that. God is calling for people. Amen. Is trying to be like Jesus. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord.
And in the book of Hebrews, the Lord is telling us, amen, in Philippians, he's going to supply all I need. And, you know, he's saying, don't be thou encouraged. Don't be discouraged. Sometimes God has to come by and encourage me. You know, here lately, it's like, Lord, my prayers has been so much travail in prayers. Like, sometimes you don't know, amen, too. That's why it's so good to get before the Lord in prayer. It's so good to cry out to him. A lot of times we do a whole lot of talking to God. That's okay, but sometimes it's good to let him break your spirit up till you actually are breaking down in tears and crying out to God in travail. Because when you have them kind of prayers like that, you really don't know what's all the built up that you have, that you've been carrying, that you don't even realize that you've been carrying. That's why the devil tell you, you don't have time to pray. You got to go to work. You got to get up, but you got all time to sit up all day and watch every movie you want to watch. You got time to do this. You got time to text on your phone. You got time to talk about. You got time to do all this, but you have no time. It's time to go pray. Oh, Jesus wept and keep on moving. You're never walking to and see what God has for you. Amen. But praying through and you begin to travail. Somebody said, what is travail? That means you begin to, you keep praying to the Lord. You just find yourself weeping and crying. You lift stuff on in your heart and lifting up heart that you don't even know is there. And you begin to, God begin to, that's when he began to minister to you and begin to speak to you. And begin to take his mind and show things into you. And he begin to let you know just to hold on. A change is surely coming to you. Somebody give God a praise.
Jesus.
Somebody give God a praise. It said, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. God said, don't throw it away. Cast means to throw, to toss, to pitch away. To say, in other words, it's not going to happen. To give up. Let me know, you got people giving up in life all the time. They're saying, I can't take no more of this life. I quit. They throw in the towel. I can't make it no further. I quit. I'm out of here. I don't care if I live or die. Some people have got to the point, they're sick of this world. They feel like there's no hope in it. I don't care if I live or die. I'm done with this. But we're speaking about God's people right now. God don't want us to cast away our confidence. Confidence is trust and belief and faith in God, and assurance in God. God said, even if it looks like it's not happening on your timetable, still don't throw away your faith. Don't throw away your trust. Don't throw away your confidence or assurance that what you have asked of me, I'm surely going to do it. Somebody give God a praise. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. God said, your faith is what I'm going to reward. See, God's not going to reward your whining. He's not going to reward your crying. He's going to reward your faith. Amen. He's not going to reward your complaining, telling 12 people about your problem, want somebody to feel sorry for you. God's not going to reward you for none of that. God is going to reward you for your faith.
Amen.
And that's what he said, I will recompense you. Cast not therefore your confidence, which has great reward of recompense of reward. And it said, the Lord said, reason some things don't come, he said, because you have need of patience. Yes. Patience is the P word that I don't like, you don't like, and you might as well say, and some people say, it don't make me no different. Yeah, with some things it don't make you no different, but some things you have to wait for, you'll get really upset if it don't happen.
Yeah.
So you're lying. So, in other words, it say, for you have need of patience. You can tell when people don't have patience because they go do stuff they sell.
Yeah.
So if you got patience, you ain't going to go out of the will of God to do something. You're going to wait on the Lord.
Amen.
And it said, for you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. God said, in other words, you have need of patience. In other words, you have need of tolerance. You have need of forbearance. You have need of endurance. And you have need of perseverance. You have need of all of that. After you have done the will of God, he said, you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, God said, after you have waited on me, God said, and then you shall receive the promise. Because sometimes in the in-between, it looks like it seems like to us that God is just somewhere. We can pray to God about a situation. And see, we look at him in the natural. We don't mean to. But sometimes we look at him like, you know, it's almost like, you know, you just stand up there waiting. And God just looking at you ain't doing nothing. See, that's the devil. God, you know, God is God. He got better stuff to do to sit there and look at you. He got this whole world to deal with. We got time to sit there and look at you. That's a lie of the devil. We got small minds. Honey, God is over here healing the sick over here. He's over here raising the dead. He's over here helping this. He's busy.
Yes, he is.
And he got his eyes on you at the same time.
Thank you, Lord.
But there's some things that he's working in you and through you and out of you and putting in you. Before you get. Because see, if he give you what you want, you're going to get beside yourself.
Yeah.
See, people that don't get beside themselves and walk in humility, they get things from God a little quicker than people, amen, that do not walk in humility. You, arrogant, you hard to get along with, you do your own thing, you're going to have to rough it out. There's some things you're going to have to rough out. Can't nobody pray you out of them. You can't pray you out of them. Can't nobody get you out of them till God let you out of the well. Somebody give God a praise. Am I preaching today?
Amen.
Glory to God. For you have need of patience. After you have, God is letting you know. In other words, that's your answer right there. Don't cast away your confidence. He comes by and encourages us because he don't want us to faint. So he does come by and speak a word that's encouraging us. But he said at the same time, you got need of patience. But he said, after you did my will, evidently your will haven't been done all the way. God's will haven't been performed in your life and my life all the way. So you got, after he said, after you have done my will. Y'all see that? After you have done my will. Then what's that? What is saying after that? What is saying? I want y'all to read it too. What is saying after you done the will, what?
You might receive the promise.
One person in here see that? It said verse 36 said, after you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, what's the last part? Ye might
receive the promise.
So God said, after you done did my will. Lord, I did your will. I fast and pray. God, I said hallelujah 3 times. Oh, God, I did this and that. God, it may be other stuff God requiring of you to do. What about the disobedience over here? What about the attitude over here? What about the behavior issues over here? What about the other stuff?
Yeah.
God said, have you did my will? After you did my will, ye might receive the promise. Verse 37 said, for yet a little while, and a little while is a short while,
uh-huh.
Or it could be a long while, or it could be any time.
Right.
And it says, for a little while, he that shall come and will come. God said, if I told you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. Amen. Don't get twisted with the time. Get your mind. Amen. Be like David said, my times are in his hand. Don't be trying to figure out how it's going to be tomorrow, the next day, all that. You do that, you're going to get weary. Let's say, I trust you, Lord. You say you're going to do it, and I'm leaving it at that. They keep you out of all stress. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, we're talking about God shall come, and he said he will come, and God will not delay. In other words, I will not tarry. God said, if I said I'm going to come, I'm going to come, and I will not delay it. I will not let it linger. I will not continue to let you be without. And it says, verse 38, now the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. God said, the just, my people are going to live by their faith. In other words, because we walk by faith and not by sight. When you can't see your way, when you can't see, you're supposed to be walking by faith. If you're a believer, God expects you to use your faith. I said, if you're a believer, God expects you to use your faith with things you cannot see or do not understand. He don't expect you to give up and throw your towel in. He wants you to use your faith and say God can and God will and grab you some scriptures, find out whatever the promise, whatever you need, and find some amen what God is saying about that thing.
Amen.
Amen. And it says, and say, but we are not of them who draw back into prediction. Well, I'm going to go back in verse 38. It said, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, draw means to pull back. So you can draw back and never say a word. You can draw back from God and never tell nobody you draw back. You can draw back and become indifferent. Some people become indifferent with God. That means they really got an attitude at God. They're mad because God did not do something they thought he should do. So I'm not going to church today. I make up lies, make up excuses why I can't come to church. I'm not going to do this today. I'm not going to do that today. I'm not going to get in the word. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to fool with God at all. That means you pull back.
Uh-huh, draw back.
you pull back. So the Lord said, glory to God. It says, the just to live by faith. If any man draw back, God said, my soul will have no pleasure in it. Reason God said my soul won't have no pleasure in it, because you can't be trusted. You're not reliable to material. Amen. It's just like the person on their job. If they always never go to work, they calling in all the time, never go to work. The people after a while are going to let you go because they say you're not reliable. And God said, I know you don't have to open your mouth. I know when you draw back. And if you don't you know you have to pray about a drawback spirit? We all be confronted with it. Amen. We all be tested with it. I do. We all. First thing the devil tell you, the devil going to give you a long, everybody's amen. What he have, their book is different. Everybody's book is different. The devil gonna come right where you and God relate. He's gonna talk to you about you and your relationship with God. He's not gonna talk to me the same way he talked to you, because we individual. But he may come to me and say, you know, you've been walking with God a while. Why this ain't been changed? Why that been changed? He gonna tell you something. And you got an option. You have a choice. So listen to what he's saying. Sometimes you might may think that's just your thought, but you got to catch a hold of it every time. But God wouldn't tell me that. Amen? And you got a choice whether how you respond to it. If I respond back with the devil and think in my mind, well, you know, that is right. As I start getting slow, that means I'm listening to the devil. But if I continue to say, Lord, help me. You know, I'm feeling this drawback spirit coming on me. Help me, Lord, not to draw back. Amen. Then God will take that away. Amen. But it said, amen, for a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. God said, if I say I'm coming and to help you to do whatever you desire me to do, and I'm not going to delay. And it says, verse 38, now the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure. God said, I don't have no pleasure. I don't have no joy. I don't have no delight in you. I don't feel good about you drawing back. Pleasure means good. I feel, you know, in other words, pleasure means, amen, a joy or delight, amen. Glory to God. In other words, I'm not satisfied. God said, I'm not satisfied with you when you draw back. And it says, verse 38, but we are not of them who draw back into perdition. When you draw back, if you keep drawing back too far, what's going to happen? You're going to get all the way from God, and wherever God brought you from, amen, you're going to go back to it. Because perdition means sin. You might not say I'm going back, but you're going back, honey. See, we don't have control over some things. You either going back, or you're moving forward, or you're going back. That's like a glass of water, a thing of water, a bottle of water. Amen. If you this bottle's filled with water right here, you leave the same bottle here, and just don't bother. Don't nobody bother. Just leave it here. Come back here. It's going to keep going down, down, down. So you're going down, 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 down. Amen. When you draw back from God. Amen. And it says, we want to go to the book of James. Anybody getting anything out of it? We're preaching and teaching all at the same time. Amen. The way God would have us to do. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Handa kosia. How many of you know we have to ask God to bless our comprehension when God's, when the word comes, amen, that we have clarity of mind so we can process what's being said. That's a learning part. The teacher can put it out there. They can teach from Sunday to Sunday morning, but if you don't have, if your comprehension is all messed up, you're not going to get anything. Right. Somebody give God something. You got to lay your hands on and say, Lord, help my comprehension. Let me get everything out of my mind. If you got a fog going on in your mind, the word will go all over you. You're going to lose it. You're going to lose everything. You ain't going to get nothing. Really? Somebody give God a praise. So what's the use of God trying to tell you something? You ain't getting it no way. Somebody give God a praise. And it says, glory to God. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2 through 8. It said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials and tests and situations and stuff. Count it all joy. God is saying, give me praise. That's not what we want to do. When we having difficulty and all kind of stuff come against, it don't feel good. You know, I don't know how some people do it. I don't know how they do it. I tell you, when it gets too rough for me, I got to go somewhere and get a hold of God. The seeing people in the world, they got better sense sometimes we do. I ain't saying we should drink like they do. But when they get up under stress, they say, I can't handle this in my mind. Let me go and get me some buzz over here. Somebody give me something over here. Ooh, that's too much for me. We sit there like a camel. Just take it all until they beat you on down to the ground. The devil beat you on down to the ground. They got enough sense to go get something cool to get some lift up. Well, get this off of me or something. Amen. Yeah, if I'm in a too tight of a place, something got to break out. I'm in my household, everything all tight and stuff. I'm about to lose my mind. See you later. I got to go and get a hold of God. I go on top of the rooftop or something. I got to get a hold of God. Either I'm going to take me a drink or something. And I ain't going to take no drink. You know, I'm telling you, I got to go get some relief. When they were bombarding you, I got to go get some relief, okay? And you ain't got to go get a drink or smoke and get on crack and all that stuff. You go talk to God. But you got to get away from that stuff that's stressing you out. Woo! Somebody give God a praise. This time in my life, woo, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My kids are grown and gone. Thank God for them. I still pray for them and everything. But, honey, I tell you, around by my time of age, there's some of this craziness out here that these people be doing. I've been lost it. Mentally, Lord, I couldn't handle it. If I wasn't saved, walk with the Lord, there's no telling what condition. Lord, help me. I couldn't handle that. You walk around and see people, they always ain't never in their right mind. They don't even want to get in their right mind because they can't handle the stress. I mean, it's awful. They're not trying to help themselves. But without God's help, you'll lose it. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Come and wave your hand to the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse, different type of various types of trials. God said, count it a joy. God said, don't get angry. Don't get upset. Don't get indifferent. But God said, if you come to me, I'll let you know it's going to be all right. See, that's the only way. You can't just sit there, this things that's come to get me. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. No, your mouth is not going to say thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. None of that. You're going to be mad. You're going to be irritated. But God said, come to me. Count it all joy. God said, give me praise in the midst of whatever that you're going through. Amen. If you don't go come to God, you're going to kick the dog, kick the cat, and everybody going to get it from you when you're up under a scrunch. You're not going to count it a joy. You might curse somebody out if you got cursing in you. Somebody give God praise. I'm just trading a straightforward flat word, like this one sister told me at my job. She said, you shoot it from the hip, don't you? Wherever from, shoot it from the hip, from the top, or whatever. I didn't know what she was talking about. I asked my nephew. One of my nephews said, what you mean by shooting from? She said, you just tell it just like it is. She said, but I like it. You can't help people get about giving little crumbs and telling them, you know, the Lord said, do the best you can. Here I am drowning and singing amen and saying and everything, and I'm about to lose my mind. I'm about crazy. And you just tell me, make the best way. I need somebody to pull me up out of some stuff with the things that God give you to say. Amen. Somebody give, everybody ain't willing to go under. Some people don't care. Let me die. Let me die. Amen. Some people say, save me. Save me. Save me. Somebody give God a praise. That's why sometimes I wouldn't be able to sit in some of these places. And anyway, and when you're coming up higher in God, that other stuff just don't do nothing for you. Somebody getting up there and humming and amen and all these scholars and they tell you what DDD mean and all that kind of stuff. I'm thinking like, I don't have patience or talent. I'm like, tell me where I need help in my soul right now. Amen. And how did Daniel die in the line? Who went through the whole, all that kind of stuff and amen through going to the... Honey, I hear what you're saying, but can you tell me, I'm sinking. I'm about to lose my mind. Can you tell me, amen, how to keep my consciousness? That I don't go crazy. Glory to God. And then you talking to me, then you got my attention. Everything else, you don't have my attention. Amen. You talking about your mama one day. You talking about your daddy one day. You talking about everybody but Jesus Christ helping me to make it through here. That's not going to help me. You got to know what's helpful to you and what's not helpful to you. Amen. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse different type of temptations or trials and tests. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith work in patience. We're going to talk about the word trying. Trying is stressful. That means hard. It's difficult. It's rough. It's like somebody said, I'm trying to do this. It's hard. Sometimes your faith is trying. It's hard. It's stressful. It's straining upon you. Say, by the trial, calling out by the trying of your faith. It says something about It said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, God said, that, in other words, all that testing and all this struggle and labor that you feel from your faith, the trying your faith. How many know your faith is being tried? That's what I'm trying to say. Amen. Your faith is being tried. How many know that your faith in situations is being tried greatly? Now, sometimes your faith, our faith is always tried, but sometimes there's those times where it is, we feel a tug from it. It's a hard try. Amen. It said, knowing this is the trying of your faith. Amen. The trying of your faith is working patience. God said, the trying of your faith, it may look like it's, what is this? What's going on with me? It looks like it's for nothing. It's just like somebody can try your last nerve. Amen. You can sit there and they can do this and do that. And you say, I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to do nothing. They keep doing it. After a while, you say, something's going to rise up in you. You're going to say, would you stop that? I can't handle that no more. Stop it. Amen. That means that you done hit the last nerve now. I know sometimes the things we go through, you feel like this. I can't take no more of this, Lord. Trial of your faith. God said, when it's being tried like that, God said, I'm working patience. It's like I'm working patience through it. Say, I'm working patience. God's working on your patience through what you're going through, what I'm going through. He's working on your patience. Now, when God works on your patience, that's fine. But if you cause yourself harm, way, then you crazy for letting your patience be worked like that. You know, there's something God has caused. There's some things you'll sit there and let your mind be directed. The devil is a lie. There's some things, it ain't going to happen. Unless God say, if I got power in my hand to let you in and out of my house, then you don't have to get in here. In other words, for example, some things I'm not going through.
That's true.
Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Glory to God. Hot trouble, whole shake head up behind you. Come on and give God a praise. And say, but let patience. It's like some people say, man, you drive me crazy. Now, I ain't talking about in love with nobody. You drive me crazy. You drive me crazy, but you're still with them. They hitting you outside the head doing everything. You ain't got to take that stuff. Amen. I don't care if you was crazy enough to get into it. You ain't got to be crazy enough. Let them keep beating you. Let patience have a perfect work. God said the trying of your faith work patience. That you may be, it said, let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire. In other words, incomplete. God said patience has to have its perfect work. That's why he allows some things to happen, because you have to have patience. And because if you don't have patience over here in this area right here, you will not be able to handle the other when God bring it. Amen. If things get on your nerves, and God allows some things just to get on your nerves, feel like you got bugs flying all around you, like flies. You be doing like this almost. Some things in your life here, you be like, Lord, help me. I don't want to have a nervous breakdown. Lord, help me. Your patience being tried. Some people can't. In other words, if God don't do this right now, I'm going to lose my mind. You need to stop saying you're going to lose your mind, because you might lose your mind.
That's right. Amen.
Lord said, if I haven't did it yet, because I'm working on your patience. Because the Lord letting you know, you think you have patience. You don't have patience like you think you have. If I allow you to get what you want right, the next minute you be so sorry. Because you weren't prepared for it. That's why the Lord said, but let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire and wanting nothing. God said, in other words, you be complete. In other words, you have the patience you need. You'll be able to keep whatever I give you. You'll be able to walk with God no matter how. Amen. When people don't like I said, when they locked up in prison, they got all these type of issues going on. Everybody wants to get close to God. Everybody want to call on the Lord. Everybody want to say, Lord, well, when everything gets smooth in your life, God already knows if you're going to keep on doing it. He already know it.
Amen.
You may not know it, but he already know it. So he's going to work it out to his plan. And he's going to let you see something that you wouldn't, let you know you wouldn't endure. You wouldn't endure. He let you know something you would not be able to endure.
Right.
So quit asking him.
Amen.
Quit asking him to something if it's not happening on your timetable. Just let God work it out.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, let God work it out. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. In verse 5 said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally, and upbraid it not that it shall be given him. God said, I will give you wisdom. Because sometimes the things we go through, we just don't understand. You know, the whys and the wheres. I don't know why I'm going through this. I don't know. You know, Lord, I just don't understand this. God said, it's all right to come and talk to him. God said, it's all right to ask him. Amen. To ask him whatever you want to ask him. God said, it's all right to ask him. It's better for you to ask him than be stressed out and then walk away from God. In other words, you asking for wisdom. You know, God might not tell you everything, but he will talk to you. You might say, Lord, I know I'm struggling with this. It's all right. It's always good to go talk to God, not talk to people. Because if you talk to people, amen, you might think it's not going nowhere. As soon as you get away, somebody going to let that out, let the cat out the bag. You talk to the Lord and say, Lord, you know, I just need some understanding. I don't know, you know, I don't have understanding, you know, why this right here going on, why that going on here. And Lord, I'm trying to walk with you. I'm trying to hang in there. I don't want to walk away from you. I just need your help. How many know God will help you?
Amen.
He might not give you the answer that you want, but he will give you what you need to help keep you in the game. Amen. And it says, if any man like wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given. And it said, but let him ask in faith. Anytime you ask God of something, you have to ask him, come to him, believing that he's going to respond back to you. Believe, amen, that you can't go to God. In other words, he don't want you to come to him and ask him something, and you feel like he's not going to answer me no way. I'm not going to get no answer no way. You go to him and say, Lord, I am looking for an answer. I don't know what kind of answer you're going to give me. I don't know when, how, where, but I'm looking for you to give me something.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Wavering means amen. That means you're tossed to and forth. One minute I believe God, next minute I don't believe God. One minute I believe he's going to do it, next minute I don't believe he'll do it. Some, you know, you all over the world, we waving back and forth. God said, when you come to him, don't come to me waving. You might go to other people waving. God said, when you come to me, don't come to me waving, because that's offensive to me. I'm short of breath for doing that one. That's offensive to me. I said so much. That is offensive to me, God is saying. You know, wouldn't it be offensive to you too if you came, somebody said, you know, could you do this for me? And then you almost tell them, well, you know, I don't know if you're going to do it or not. I don't believe you're going to do it or not. You know, after a while, you're going to make them, that's offensive to them, because they feel like, well, if you don't believe them, do it, why you even ask me? God was like, if you don't believe I'm doing it, why even ask me? But if you have a struggle in not believing, God would rather for you to come and say, Lord, I believe it, help my unbelief.
Right.
He won't tell them about their wavering. He'll tell them that you're a doubter. I'm a doubter. I don't mean to be a doubter, Lord, but I'm a doubter. Lord, I don't believe you like I should. Lord, and the Bible says, how you have faith, you build up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Lord, I don't pray in the Holy Ghost enough. I don't pray and seek you enough. My faith is not where it needs to be at. So I need you to strengthen my faith so I can believe and have the confidence in you that you're able to do this.
Amen.
And after you keep praying about something one way for a long time, it's time to ask the Lord to help me. And never God, and even God will change your prayer, because you can hear yourself praying the same prayer over and get tired. If you keep reciting the same, we don't have to recite it the same way. There's so many ways God would give you to pray about it. Because you can pray yourself out of faith if you go through a ritual. You go with, Lord, I need some bread today. Get up tomorrow. Lord, I need some bread today. Lord, the next day. I want to get some bread. God would switch your prayer up. God may tell you, go get your bread. Ain't not time to go steal nothing and nothing like that. Go get your bread. Get up off your do nothing and do something where I can put some bread in your hand.
Amen.
Whether it's bread, money, or bread, food.
Right.
Amen. Something you got to do.
Amen.
It said, but if any man, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Wavering means I'm sometimes up, sometimes down. I believe you sometimes, Lord. God, you're good sometimes. Sometimes you're not. You're just all over the place. The Bible says, in other words, for he that waver is like a wave of the sea. You know how the wave of the sea go, the waters go like this. They go up and down, then they're never steady, never steady. That's how sometimes people are up and down, they're never steady. Wave of the sea, driven with the wind. Now the Bible says, I didn't say, Say, if you're waving like that, it says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. God said, I would love to help you, but I really can't help you waving all over the place like that. You got to be steady. So if you're not steady, you got to ask God to steady you. And it says, for verse 7, for let not the man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord, because a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. The Lord is saying some of your ways, if you double-minded, if you're a person, you're double-minded, you never have a straight thought, you never can, you're not steady with your thoughts and everything. The Bible said, in other words, you're unstable. To be double-minded means to be unstable, unsteady, rocky, unbalanced, unreliable, movable, unsafe. You're even unsafe. You're insecure. Amen. You're not even good to be around when you're all over the place like that, because you affect the next person if they ain't strong enough. Unstable. Unstable means you're unsteady, you're rocky. Amen. You're almost on a high. Back and forth. Amen. That's all in the mind. He said, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And I know sometimes through the trials and tests, when we're going through different things, you know, our first reaction to whatever we go through might be like, "Ooh, that's catch me off guard." But then if you have the word of God in you, that word is supposed to be so secure in you. It's supposed to bring you back to normal. You know, the doctors might give you a bad report, and it'll blow your mind like, "Oh, Lord." And you go somewhere and say, "I got to sit down. Lord, help me. Get my mind together." And the Bible, and some of the scripture in the Bible just come out and to you and strengthen you. Put you steady back. Amen. That's why it's important to read the word. Amen. Amen. The Bible said if you're unstable, that means you're unbalanced. You're not consistent. Amen. Glory to God. You're really unsafe to yourself, and you're unsafe to other people. Amen. That's why we better be careful. Amen. If you don't have a mate, you want the Lord bless you, but who you hook up with. Amen. Because you might be steady, then you hook up with somebody unsteady, and you're going to be rocky. Amen. Amen. So God wants us to be stable and balanced so you can receive from the Lord. And the Bible said a double-minded person is a person got two different sets of mind. They may have three or four or five. One, they mind like this 1 minute, they mind like that the next minute, they're outdoors for 1 minute, up on the floor, in the ceiling, they're everywhere. Something up here ain't right. Somebody give God a praise. Jesus. A double-minded man is unstable. Said A-A-A-L-L. All. Can't even do one thing right. Some people like, "Well, come do this right here." And they about have that. "Oh no, let's go do this over here. Oh no, let's go do this over here." Something right with that. That's crazy. They got words for that and got medicine for that. But it really don't set people free. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. The Bible said, "I will keep them in perfect peace whose minds are stayed upon me." You know, we have tendency for our minds to run here and there and be everywhere. But God said, "I'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed upon me." Even if you, I don't care if you're near 100 years old, people use that excuse. You know, "I'm getting old. I'm getting out of time." I'm going to tell you something. You ain't got to get old to get out of time. These young people got it. You ain't got to get old to get Alzheimer's and none of that. Dementia and none of that. They can't even pick up. Remember what they just put down for a few minutes. There's something going on with that. Amen. Amen. But the Lord said, "I will keep you in perfect peace whose minds is stayed upon you." I was looking at, I think my sister sent me a text one day. I think Sister Teresa was over there, I think of the four. And we was looking at the text. It was a couple just got married, 100 years old. 100 years old. Both of them, were they in scooters or wheelchair? Scooters, yeah. It was, 100 years old. That lady very, very alert in her mind. Both of them. Very alert. So it ain't no age thing. It's something. See, a lot of times we blame, if I wouldn't be like this if my mind wasn't like, I wouldn't be, no, you like that anyway. Those people, probably more clarity of mind than me. I said, my loss, no excuse. We can't remember what the way we turned around a few minutes. Which way did we turn? We can't remember that. I don't know. And quit saying you don't know. You're not going to know nothing. Somebody give God a praise. You got to make yourself keep this together. You know, you got to work hard to keep this together right here. Because this is what the devil's out to lose. You know, the people in the world today, it's like people that drive like they don't have a mind. They do everything. They just do stuff. Get up and do stuff. And I say, Lord, have mercy. You better walk with some protection. You better have the angel of the Lord encamped about me. Before I leave my house, I say, Lord, and let the angel of the Lord be encamped about me. And I say, Lord, give me physical alertness too. Because you're talking about angel of the Lord being encamped about me. Sometimes you ain't alert. You go bam into something. You're mad on something that happened yesterday. You ain't always alert either. And that man got in my way. You might have made the wrong turn. I said, Lord, give me clarity of thought and mind. I don't just run out of my house, run up here half sleep and stuff out of my house. Amen. Get to talking to the Lord. Amen. I'm through. Amen. We thank the Lord. Let's give God a praise. How many enjoyed the message today? Amen. God will supply all of your need, and I gave you a lot of extras with the help of the Lord. He will supply, amen, every need, whatever your need is. You just have to let God do it. And you just have to let God do it, and you just have to wait on him to do it. And that's when patience is going to kick in. And the Bible said, let patience have its perfect work, that you may be entire, wanting nothing. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. Glory to God. Wave your hand to the Lord. Amen. Close your eyes and wave your hand to the Lord. Lord, we thank you. Hide a bow shot.